A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Inner Community Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the winter 2020 issue on the military. The Endless Cycle by Audrey Hudgens, PhD. Poverty and conflict are locked in a vicious reinforcing cycle. Conflict often creates or exacerbates many dimensions of poverty. Globally, income poverty, social and economic inequality, and deprivations in such areas as freedom of speech and political rights can ignite war, which in turn can limit access to basic rights such as safety, security, education, and health, as institutions and infrastructure erode in the face of protracted conflict. Examples of the perpetuating cycle abound, that is, civil wars in El Salvador and Nicaragua, ethnic cleansing in Bosnia and Darfur, and the endless violence in Afghanistan and Iraq in more recent years. For 10% of the world's population, 800 million people, who live in extreme poverty, the way out of poverty trap is unclear. What is certain is that the solutions must address issues far beyond income. As the World Bank's World Development Report suggests, violence has become the primary cause of poverty. In other words, the poverty trap has been eclipsed by the violence trap. Conflict, be it civil war, ethnic conflict, or organized crime, and bad governance, combine to perpetuate the cycle of poverty. Peaceful countries, on the other hand, are more likely to move out of poverty. Consistent with Catholic social teaching, this should call us to action to advocate for an end to wars around the globe, the restoration of good governance, and most importantly, the wherewithal to remain committed over the long term. Research suggests that the most successful countries took an average of 27 years to bring corruption down to acceptable levels. At home in the United States, the picture is equally complicated. Multiple overlapping deprivations contribute to a perpetual cycle of poverty. Income poverty, the measure the federal government uses to define poverty, ignores a host of chronic challenges, including addiction, homelessness, hunger, disabilities, and illness that affect one's capacity to survive and thrive. Obstacles such as unstable housing, unreliable childcare, lack of education, criminal records, mental and physical health problems can often be traced to the effects of social institutions and structures that oppress the most marginalized in our society. The resulting structural violence can tie families to an intergenerational cycle of poverty. An oft-cited study finds that a key predictor of military service is income. As family income decreases, the likelihood of serving in the military increases. For the impoverished, military provides a path towards stability by expanding opportunities. But the effects of multiple overlapping deprivations may limit one's chances of qualifying. The most recent estimates indicate that only 29% of people between 17 and 24 years old are mentally, morally, and physically qualified for military service. A RAND study finds that U.S. Army junior enlisted service members join for family, institutional, and occupational reasons. Soldiers cite a call to serve and an awareness of the honor associated with service, but also join for adventure, benefits, and pay. TEAMS, one of the many acronyms used by the military, lays out the primary reasons for enlisting: training, education, adventure, money, and service to country. While serving, soldiers may face similar challenges to the ones they believe they were leaving behind. More than half of children in Department of Defense-run schools qualify for free or reduced-price lunches, an indication that families struggle to make ends meet. While most members of the military come from middle-class neighborhoods, the fact remains that military veterans can face challenges with government benefits, medical care, and stable housing after their term of service ends. The visible and invisible wounds of war, amputation, other physical injuries, post-traumatic stress disorder, and major depression can lead to homelessness, food insecurity, addiction, other illnesses, and/or involvement in the legal system. Although veterans have a lower overall poverty rate than other Americans, 6.9% versus 14.4%, the veteran poverty rate is rising, according to the Department of Veteran Affairs, VA. Nearly 1.5 million veterans live in poverty in the United States, and the poverty rate for veterans between 18 and 34 years old is higher than all other age groups. Thus, veterans of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq disproportionately suffer the consequences. Many of these veterans don't understand their post-separation benefits through the VA, or they choose not to seek such assistance. Catholic social teaching again provides clarity on this complex situation. As Pope Francis has stated, in imitation of our Master, we Christians are called to confront the poverty of our brothers and sisters, to touch it, to make it our own, and to take practical steps to alleviate it. We are called to demonstrate compassion for those who have suffered the long lingering effects of war. Our accompaniment of a veteran through the process of obtaining a service-connected disability SCD rating can break the cycle. The poverty rate for disabled veterans with SCD is nearly 18% lower than that for a disabled non-veteran. Such action is particularly urgent in areas such as the Pacific Northwest and the southeastern U.S., where veteran poverty rates are higher than in the rest of the nation. Volunteering at a VA hospital is another way to take action, as is helping to educate employers about the protected status of veterans. And as we advocate for less funding of the military-industrial complex, we must also push for sustaining or increasing veteran support services due to the consequences of war and poverty. Contacting our elected officials in support of legislation is crucial. For example, House Resolution 95, the Homeless Veteran Families Act, is presently under consideration in the U.S. Senate. If passed, homeless veterans with minor dependents would have access to expanded services. Our actions in support of human dignity can break the endless cycles of poverty and conflict. The author, Dr. Audrey Hodgkin, served in the U.S. Army for 20 years and is a faculty member at Seattle University, teaching courses on poverty, migration, leadership, and community engagement.